This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
The impeachment trial heats up. Pressure on Apple heats up to unlock the iPhone. And the question, of course, is whether or not the Republican senators will stick with the president during the impeachment trial. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you. Happy Friday. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and 855-839-1210. I want to welcome back to the show. I haven't had him on in a while, and I've missed him. The great Andrew C. McCarthy from National Review. Andy, I got to tell you, man, your piece on Apple and the iPhone was one of the best things I've ever read. I think probably one of the best things you've ever written. So welcome back.
Rich, thanks so much. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
You know, you outline in there exactly why it is that we should say no to more of the federal government. As you put it, you know, since 9/11, they've been doing all this stuff, and they've been saying, we're going to protect you, we're going to protect you. And they've been abusing all this power we've given them to protect us.
Yeah. I want to be fair to them. We also haven't had a replication of 9/11. So you have to, you know, put that in their column. You can argue that even with that, a lot of what's gone on here has been draconian and over the top. I personally believe it has, because I think that a lot of this dragnet type of surveillance they have done, which is indiscriminate, is a lot of harassing innocent people and essentially ignoring their Fourth Amendment rights. And in many ways, that's not, obviously, each individual instance of that, Rich, is not as egregious, even in the same solar system, as being victimized by a terrorist act. But incrementally, what it means is, you know, all of us lose more and more of our privacy rights. And as that happens, the government incrementally becomes both more insensitive to what our rights are and more arrogant about what its capacities are.
And as you put it, the abuse of their powers, in the case certainly with the FISA court, with the Trump campaign, that in many ways, as I see it, Andy, it sort of becomes the inevitable outcome, right? I mean, if you give government all this power and they really don't have anything better to do and they've got people who are politically motivated to use it, and there's nobody really checking them, well, there you go. And so you have to rely on the private sector in some ways to be able to be a check for us. And I think about it from that perspective. You know, Apple created this product with this encryption to give us a level of security that we probably need right now in this day and age, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. And I also think, you know, Rich, there's a long history in this country of private actors being the backbone of law enforcement. You know, there was no organized federal government and organized federal law enforcement as we know it for the first century plus of the history of this country. So it's not it hasn't been a historically unusual thing to depend on law-abiding people who are the backbone of their culture to be the backbone of law and order. That's fine, but it was always done out of a spirit of public spiritedness, not out of compulsion by law enforcement. They can't commandeer you as a free citizen, as a private citizen, to be an agent of the government. And Apple is in business. They have to weigh what is very important, which is I think it's important to be perceived as public spirited and to provide cooperation with a good faith law enforcement investigation. There's a lot of reasons to think Apple has done that. But at the same time, because of the way the government has conducted itself over the last two decades, privacy has not only become an important imperative for us, it's a commercial commodity that's of importance to the tech businesses, and they have to weigh how their customer base is going to, where it's going to come out on that continuum between how much help do we give to the government versus how exposed and vulnerable do we leave our customer base, because those customers can pick up and go to some, you know, European tech company that isn't bound by the same constraints. So they have to worry about that.
Excellent point. Andy McCarthy's here on Twitter at Andrew C. McCarthy, of course, best-selling author, contributing editor at National Review, and Fox News contributor, former chief assistant U.S. attorney, the guy who got the blind sheik. I want to ask you, Andy, you said on Fox News yesterday, I believe it was, that the best impeachment defense has always been nothing consequential happened. You still think that's the way to go?
Oh, yeah. I don't think. Rich, the thing with that defense is nothing can ever shake it. You know, you never in any kind of an adversarial proceeding, certainly in anything that's like a court case. And this is something, you know, a Senate trial is not exactly like a judicial trial in many ways, but it's the closest thing we have. You never want to take on the burden of proving something that you don't need to prove in order to get to where you need to be bottom line wise in the proceeding. And where President Trump needs to be at the end of this is that whatever they can prove, it falls woefully short of the kind of egregious misconduct that the framers had in mind when they put high crimes and misdemeanors into the Constitution. He doesn't need to prove that there was no quid pro quo. He doesn't need to prove that everything was perfect. You know, I understand why politically, rhetorically, he thinks he needs to say that. But for purposes of a litigating position, you would never go near that, because if you take on the burden of showing something that you don't need to prove, like everything was perfect, then anything they can prove that wasn't perfect becomes an issue all of a sudden. It becomes a bombshell. Whereas he doesn't have to live there. He needs to show that what happened here falls woefully short of impeachable conduct. And as long as he sticks with nothing happened, when under circumstances where we know to a fare thee well that nothing happened, he'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a great point. The idea being that, look, if nothing happened, then this does not rise to then the level of the high crimes and misdemeanors that the founders talked about. And as you put it, you know, this is really ushering in that era of hyper-partisanship. So I guess my question, Andy, is this going to become the new political, just this is just now it's going to how it's going to be in politics, where the majority of the one political party just impeaches the president of the other political party, and then it just goes on and on? You think impeachment is now just going to be just another political weapon? No way, obviously, the way the founders conceived it to be, but to the point where almost everybody's going to be impeached and it's not even going to matter anymore.
I think it really depends, Rich, on how the next few weeks turn out. I think we're certainly in the danger of the zone where we've entered into exactly what the framers were worried about, which is this partisan use of impeachment as a political weapon on frivolous grounds. And the thing that has always prevented that from happening is the fact that you have to get a two-thirds supermajority to remove the president from the Senate has traditionally stopped the House from trying to impeach over misconduct that is, you know, clearly in the gray area of the excess of the use of presidential power, but isn't worthy of the nuclear option. You know, we used to be able to recognize that there was a difference between like jaywalking and capital murder. You know, doesn't mean that the fact that you say that jaywalking is not worthy of the death penalty doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Right.
You know, the fact that, you know, we have some felonies that, you know, we look down our nose at doesn't mean that, yeah, the fact that we don't call for draconian penalties doesn't mean that we approve of the conduct. And what the framers understood was that from time to time, all presidents are going to push the envelope of their power. They're going to either do things that the Constitution doesn't allow them to do, or they're going to take powers the Constitution does give them and use them in overwrought ways. And their expectation was that Congress had a lot of weapons in order to rein that kind of behavior in, principally the power of the purse, the power to conduct hearings, the power to exert political pressure and embarrass the president. And that usually works. So we usually don't go to DEFCON 1 over all misconduct, but they've been so rabid to impeach Trump since before he got in the door. I think they thought that any peg they thought might do the trick, no matter how insufficient it was compared to what high crimes and misdemeanors really are, would do the trick. And the thought experiment I always use with people is, how many people do you know who say, you know, I was really on the fence about Donald Trump until this Ukraine thing happened? You know, nobody thinks that way. The people who want Trump impeached are the people who wanted him impeached before the Ukraine thing ever came along. And most people who, you know, support the president, but he wasn't their first choice. That's certainly the boat that I'm in. You know, I look at the Ukraine thing. I see a lot that's wrong with it. But I also think, you know, number one, this is who Trump is. We all knew that. And number two, the American people elected this guy to be president. So unless he engages in behavior that is so egregious that it prompts a majority of the public so strongly to feel like he needs to be removed that it'll push 2/3 of the Senate to transcend their partisan affiliations and vote to remove him, then you don't have an impeachable offense. So let's get on with the work of the country.
Yeah, well said. Andy McCarthy, always appreciated, my friend. Great to have you back with us. Andrew C. McCarthy on Twitter. And, of course, I'll post a link to your excellent, excellent piece on the iPhone. Are you going to be on Fox News later today?
Yeah, about 9 o'clock this morning, I think.
Well, great. Well, listen, my friend, thanks for making time for us, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Rich.
Of course, you know, the notion of any sort of political exercise depends on the will of the people. And to the point Andy made about the same people that wanted Trump impeached before want him impeached now, nothing's changed. I'll even go a step further and say that not only has nothing changed, this is about to backfire on the Democrat base because they're going to wake up and realize, you know what? Holy cow, this is taking off. This is taking Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders off the campaign trail with the Iowa caucus right around the corner. And they're going to realize that, and they're going to be very, very upset. And this is going to backfire on them bigly. I'm telling you right now, this is not where they want to be. They are going to regret this.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right. So as we roll along the show here, 855-839-1210, I wanted to remind you of what it is that Bernie Sanders said. And I played this before. I'm going to play it again because I think this is key to my point here. My overall theme on this is that you have in the Democrat Party right now, you have two progressive candidates battling for the soul of their party, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And now they're both sidelined because of this impeachment trial. And I believe this was done deliberately by Nancy Pelosi to keep those two off so that the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, the establishment can ensure that Joe Biden becomes their candidate. And at some point, Bernie's people and Elizabeth Warren's people are going to figure this out and they're not going to be happy about it. And they're going to rebel again against the Democrat establishment. They pulled this crap on them in 2016. They're pulling this nonsense again on them in 2020. And they're going to figure it out. It's only a matter of time. This is Bernie yesterday.
I would rather be in Iowa today. There's a caucus there in 2.5 weeks. I'd rather be in New Hampshire and in Nevada and so forth. But I swore a constitutional oath as a United States and so forth. As the United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here to do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Now, he would like to wrap it up, though, as quickly as possible and get back out there. He wants to wrap it up and get back out there. And I don't blame him because the guy's running for president. The Iowa caucus is next week or week after. So he's got to get out there. I get it. Listen, I totally understand exactly what Bernie's saying. You know that America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, feels the exact same way. So if they're not out on the campaign trail, their people are going to figure this out. It's only a matter of time until the woke brunch crowd figures this out. I predict by next week, you're going to start hearing them yelling about this. And when they figure out the DNC is once again playing games to make sure that their establishment candidate gets to be the nominee, they're staying home in 2020. They are staying home. Donald Trump is building their careers. They are fine with Donald Trump as president for another 4 years. They're fine with it. Are they going to try to impeach him again? Yes. Are they going to try to remove him from office again? Sure. But they're fine with him being president again for another 4 years. Come on. They love it. It is for them. It's the best thing that's ever happened to them. AOC is a rock star now. Jim Acosta is a rock star. People that you've never heard of now have careers and they're making money just because of Donald Trump. MSNBC, their ratings over this impeachment stuff have gone up again. So let's stop pretending like they really want to see Donald Trump go. Now, there are, believe me, there are definitely voters that feel that way, and they're in blue places like California and New York, and their hatred is so palpable. But the difference, though, is that those places are going to vote Democrat no matter what. No matter what, California's going blue, New York's going blue, New Jersey's going blue. No matter what happens, those blue places are going blue. But the question, though, becomes in places like Pennsylvania, will young millennial woke voters stay home? And if they do stay home because they're not going to give the Democrat establishment another win, and you're already talking about such close margins of victory in Pennsylvania, Trump's base still comes out because the president hasn't lost his base. See what I mean? You only need like 10,000 woke brunch people to not come out in a state like Pennsylvania. You don't need a lot. If you just tick off 10,000 Bernie and Elizabeth Warren people in Pennsylvania and they stay home in 2020, that makes a huge difference. I'm not saying it makes all the difference. I'm saying it makes a huge difference. These are razor thin margins here in all these states. And then of course, if somebody does run third party as a Democrat, that makes it even harder for the Democrats. I don't know. It's not looking good for them, I think. So if I'm them, I want to wrap this up. I want to get back out there ASAP because this is wasting time, and all it's doing right now is helping Joe Biden. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. The question for you is, do you think the Republican senators are going to stick with the president? Will they stick with the president during this, or will they turn on him? That is the question for you. Let's also, you know what? Let's do this, too. The Pelosi's been the pen thing, all these souvenir pens she gave out. She I don't know how many total she got, but she could have got just cheap Bics. But instead, she got all these fancy pens made up with her name on it. McConnell called her out for this yesterday on the Senate floor. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, in a rare act of some sort of, it's like Mitch is not exactly the funniest guy in the room, but this was pretty, for Mitch McConnell, this was funny. This is as funny as it gets, but he was pretty good with this. Cut four.
And the speaker distributed souvenir pens, to her own colleagues emblazoned with her golden signature that literally came in on silver platters. The pens literally came in on silver platters. Golden pens on silver platters. A souvenir to celebrate the moment. Now, I seem to remember Democrats falling over themselves to say they did not see impeachment as a long-sought political win. House Democrats said over and over that they recognized the gravity and the seriousness of this action. And, of course, they had only come to it reluctantly. Well, nothing says seriousness and sobriety like handing out souvenirs.
I like that. You see, that's Mitch McConnell dropping the bomb. He's going to be at Parks next week, I believe, comedy night.
That was painful. That was painful.
No, it's good for Mitch. Come on.
No. Okay.
Greg, he's not the headliner. He's the warm-up act. He's the opening act.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Right?
I don't know. Will Mike Baldini book him? I don't know.
He should. Baldini, he kills. McConnell kills every time. I mean, the whole time, you know, as a comedy coach, you're like, come on, Mitch, come on. Get to the punchline. Come on. Get to it. But it was good at the end. He just had to get there a little bit faster. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's all.
It's a long walk to get there, right?
It was a long walk. I don't know if the payoff was worth it, but I liked it though. I liked it. I did. I've got to give it to him.
He said the silver platter. Like, I did notice they were on those silver platters.
Yeah,
I
mean, gold. You know? You heard him say it several times. Gold pens on silver platters.
Souvenir pens. To her own colleagues, emblazoned with her golden signature that literally came in on silver platters. The pens literally came in on silver platters.
Ready? Wait for it.
Golden pens on silver platters.
Boom! That's right there. Mic drop. Golden pens on silver platters. I'm out. My name is Mitch McConnell.
Thank you.
My name is Mitch McConnell. Parks, we got great comedians coming out. Our headliner's next. That's what you do. That's how you play that. Golden pens on silver platters. Boom! Thank you, Philadelphia. Good night. My name's Mitch. Cocaine Mitch McConnell.
Oh, no.
That's how you do that right there. That's how you do some political humor. That's the way to go. Of course, the golden pens on silver platters. He does make a very good point, which is that if this was such a solemn occasion, why are you giving out souvenirs and why pens with your name on it, of all things? It's a great point, because if it's so solemn, you don't really want souvenirs. If it's so solemn, it's a very good point. It's just a point that Mitch McConnell delivers in about four times the amount of time it takes a normal person to deliver something. And that's my only point here, is that he could have just made that a little bit brief. But that's okay. It was a good point. The other thing, too, which I find amazing about this, is that we all talk about this and we're consumed by this, but I just don't know if the rest of America is. And this is why on Jeopardy the other night, they were asked a question. Nobody knew who Adam Schiff was. Now, remember something about Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. This guy, when he did the hearings on Trump, they interrupted daytime television for this. So it's not like you've got to be an obscure political nerd who only watches C-SPAN, right? They interrupted daytime television. They interrupted the soaps, my shows, my soap operas, to bring you Adam Schiff. And Adam Schiff opened up by doing this bad mobster impression, and, you know, yeah, see, you want the money, see, call me, see, and don't call me, I'll call you, see. This became a big story. And yet, and people on Jeopardy usually know a lot of things, right? They're usually pretty smart to get on Jeopardy, usually pretty good. Nobody on Jeopardy could name Adam Schiff.
U.S. representatives for 12.
1/53 of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
Boom! And they put his picture up.
Isn't that something?
And nobody knew him.
Wow.
And they didn't know him because they don't follow impeachment like we do, like I do, like you do. The rest of America doesn't know who Adam Schiff is. And you know that ruined Adam Schiff's whole day, right?
I was just going to say, it broke his little heart.
They put a picture of him up there. It would have been great if somebody clicked and said, Andy Kaufman. That would have been outstanding. If somebody jumped in there and said, who is Andy Kaufman?
Yeah, he was,
I'm sorry, but that's not correct.
Partial credit, though.
But poor Adam Schiff. I mean, nobody knew him, and nobody knows who he is. And that's just, that's just heartbreaking for him. It does teach you something, though, about impeachment. Not everybody knows and follows this like everybody else does. Who is this? No idea. The guy who interrupted your daytime soaps. Oh, that. Yeah, Adam Schiff. I hate that guy.
U.S. Representative for 12.
1/53 of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
Ooh, poor Adam Schiff. Poor Shifty. You, poor guy, you. I tell you, if you're Schiff and you're thinking you're the man, you're walking down, you're doing the little march to the Senate with the impeachment articles, and you're like, everybody knows my name. And then they get Jeopardy and they show your picture and nobody knows you, and you're like, okay, nobody knows my name. Because that's really what you should be feeling right there in that moment.
This is the best 14 seconds to show how, like, this, the world that these guys are in is a complete bubble, and most of the world, most of the country has no idea who these people are.
That's my point. I mean, this outside of impeachment, this is outside of the bubble of D.C. and Los Angeles and New York. Nobody understands, cares, or is paying attention to this.
Nope.
They're not, and that's how on Jeopardy they didn't know who Adam Schiff was. Because if they were paying attention to this, they would have known. Oh, yeah, that's Adam Schiff. It's the guy who interrupted the daytime television and did the bad mobster show. Outside of the bubble, no one knows.
No.
No one cares. And this is why you got to get back to Iowa. Because if you don't get back to Iowa soon, it's going to hurt Bernie Sanders. And that's why he wants to. Bernie knows that. See, Bernie's not stupid. He knows that nobody outside of this bubble cares. And he's got to get back to Iowa or New Hampshire soon. And if he doesn't get back to Nevada soon, he's going to have a real problem. He wants this wrapped up.
I would rather be in Iowa today. There's a caucus there in 2.5 weeks. I'd rather be in New Hampshire and in Nevada and so forth. But I swore a constitutional oath as the United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here to do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Well, the people of the United States may understand that, but the people of Iowa are going, where's Bernie? We were going to see Bernie. Why didn't Bernie show up? Oh, I guess he doesn't care. No. Because you know what? If they don't know who Adam Schiff is, they may not realize that Bernie has to be in Washington for the trial. So when they look around and they don't see him, but they see Joe Biden, they might go, well, I'll go hear what Joe Biden has to say. And that's the problem, right? You'll have a surrogate for Bernie out there, and you'll have a surrogate for America's mother-in-law out there, but it won't be them. And so, you know, undecided Iowa voters, Democrats who are about to caucus might go, well, you know what? I could hear a Bernie surrogate, or I could go hear Joe Biden. So I guess I'll go hear Joe Biden. And when they hear Joe Biden speak, they may like him. Who knows, right? See, that's the thing about it. If the Democrat establishment has been purposely keeping these two off the campaign trail for that purpose, then these undecided Iowa voters, I mean, they may get, they, oh, yeah, because what will happen is a surrogate will stand up and go, Bernie wishes he could be here today, but as you know, we have the historic trial of the impeachment of President Trump, and those Democrat voters might go, uh-huh, you're a boring surrogate, I'm out of here, and go to someplace else, and hear from Joe Biden himself. And that is the problem. Bernie knows that, whether it's New Hampshire, Nevada, Iowa, or any other state with the silent R at the end that only Bernie pronounces, and you can't see. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210 is our number.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you, Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We're, of course, covering the impeachment trial of the president, which will be starting soon. But I got to ask the question. I mean, outside of the bubble, does anyone really care? Does anyone even know what's going on? Does anyone outside of people that are really interested in this, is anyone paying attention? I mean, from my perspective, the fact that nobody knew Adam Schiff on Jeopardy kind of tells you a lot right there. So 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Outside of the bubble, do you think people care about impeachment? Do you think people are paying attention? Do you think people are noticing? That's my question for you today at 855-839-1210. On Twitter at Rich Zioli and Facebook.com/Zioli Show, where we've got great comments coming in, great comments, stuff like Michael says, Mitch McConnell's delivery on the Nancy Pelosi pens was reminiscent of the famed Paul Harvey. And that's the rest of the story. Well, that's good, Michael. That's a good observation, actually. That kind of has that same sort of Midwestern, Southern delivery style of that. That check-in brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, our great friends over there. Sarah says, I just used the Mama Zioli voice to tell her daughter, careful, baby. Her little daughter was putting her feet through a chair.
Oh.
And she actually used the Mama Zioli voice.
It's catchy.
Can you play that for us? Yeah, okay. This is... let's see. Maybe we could offer the voice to Sarah and other moms out there who want to be able to just play it like right on their phones. They could just have an app for it, you know. Mama Zioli app.
Do you think your mom is like thrilled that you know people are using your voice, or do you think she's upset?
She loves it. Yeah, believe me, she loves it.
Oh, be careful, baby.
That's it, right? So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna offer that sound effect up. If you'd like it, send us a note. We'll provide you the WAVE file, and you
I'm not sending it. Who is sending it around? Me?
Listen, here's the thing. These young moms who listen to the show, and there's a lot of them with young kids, they don't want to have to say, be careful, baby, themselves. They want to have Mama Zioli say it, and now you can.
Oh, be careful, baby.
You just hit the Mama Zioli app. See that?
No, we can't just send that around.
Come on!
No, you have like the army is big and powerful and strong, and everybody's going to want it, and nobody here has time to send every one of your listeners and followers that app. Nobody has time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, why don't we put just a download available so people can go and just download the Mama Zioli WAVE file? I'm sure that young mothers like Sarah would love to be able to just have that in their hands at all times. You know what I mean?
Oh, be careful, baby.
That baby's going to be terrified now.
No, it's your poor mother. She's become a character on the show. I mean, it's
her fault. Well, thank you to Sarah for that and the beautiful picture of her daughter. Very nice, very sweet. We appreciate that. And that check-in brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Where relationships matter, even relationships with overbearing mothers. And thank you to Cherry Hill Volvo for that. We'll continue to check in throughout the show today. Bernie Sanders on the road. I got to read you about what Bernie likes and what Bernie's needs are on the campaign trail. I'm going to do that. It's amazing. Bernie, like Trump, likes the low-flow toilets. He's a big fan of the he hates the low-flow toilets. He wants to make sure that he's got good flow, good pressure.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to share that with you in just a matter of moments. But you know what? Before I do that, I want you to think about something. Think about this perspective of if this impeachment trial is not hitting anywhere in America outside of the bubble. And within the places that matter for the president, they're talking about things like the economy and they're talking about things like jobs. If these Republican senators in those places turn on the president because they're in the bubble and they don't realize that people back home don't want the president impeached, are they signing their own political death warrants? I think so. I think so without question. I really, really do. And I think that you're going to find out that a number of these senators are going to get a very, very, very loud and rude awakening if they go down that road. 855-839-1210. But let's say good morning to Dawn on a Friday. Happy Friday, Dawn. And, you know, the like I always say, the Mama's Yoli voice, it changes lives. It saves lives. We've saved lives today for the children.
For the children.
Oh, be careful, baby.
I love
for the
her
children.
Voice. I love Mama. I love your mom's voice. It's like
now
so
I'm gonna
soothing.
Get a text. Thanks, Dawn, for defending me.
That's right.
Thank you, Dawn.
We have 27 degrees right now with a wind chill of 12 degrees. Zioli Show News brought to you by Nutrisystem. So homeowners from Philadelphia, along with a large group of environmental activists, boarded a bus this morning in the Grays Ferry section of Philadelphia, traveled to New York City, where they're now protesting a private auction of the PES refinery site. So this is the former Sunoco refinery. We're told there are at least 15 bidders, but they're anonymous. So we don't know who it is for this auction this morning for the now bankrupt 1,300-acre site. So this is a huge area of Philadelphia. Obviously, you know the story. This was shut down after that catastrophic explosion that happened last summer. So a lot of homeowners are very concerned, saying, you know, they hope that this is not another refinery. The East Coast's largest refinery was housed here previously, so they hope that that's not happening. They're also very concerned about the long-term effects because, of course, after the fire, there was a government study that said, yes, there were high levels of benzene, which is this cancer-causing chemical. So a lot of concerns here by neighbors, by community members. This affects thousands of people in Philadelphia. So we'll continue to follow this and see. And I know that Philadelphia had a seat at the table. So there's also word that maybe, just maybe, they'll split up that 1,300-acre site. So we will see. But big ramifications for the city of Philadelphia. On a lighter, brighter note, we have news that Willie Nelson is coming to our area. Legendary country music star Willie Nelson headlining the Summer Music Festival in Bethlehem Music Fest August 5th. And tickets go on sale Friday, January 25th, that morning. So I wanted to give you that little heads up. Pennsylvanians are among the nation's biggest drinkers. Consumer News here. This is a new
Hell
study.
Hell yes, we are. Damn
yes.
Right.
Okay, so the new study finds that Pennsylvania adults, they drink 61% say yes, they drink. 29%, nearly a third, admit they're binge drinkers. So this is big bucks. Pennsylvania spent $2.5 billion on wine and other spirits. That does not even include beer. Now, let's break it down locally. Bucks County, Greg Stocker lives in Bucks County, the state's biggest customers, $151 million in sales, and number two in the state, Montgomery County, with they're number one, $222 million in liquor sales. How
wow.
about that?
Well, the question, though, of course, is what defines binge drinking? And I'm not sure I agree with what they use as the standard. Because what do they say? It's like two drinks per women and four drinks per men or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's I don't really think that is binge drinking. You know,
yes.
That's a little bit. Like, in my mind, binge drinking is when you're on the side of the road with a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 and you're trying to forget the pain of life. That's how I view binge drinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like a big, what's it called, a beer bong or whatever. So, I mean, it's not like that.
A beer bong?
What's it called?
A beer bong.
You know, the big, anyway.
A
you know, like
funnel?
College,
like a funnel?
A funnel beer bong. I thought they called it. Anyway, I'll just shut up
now. Do you get your drinking information from 80s college movies?
Millennial.
Is that how you?
Millennial Bill. Millennial told me.
Millennial,
that,
do you and your friends use the funnel?
Not in a while.
Right.
Been
you know
a
what
while.
We're going to get? What if we get one of those hats that has the beer cans on the sides?
Oh, my gosh.
You can drink it? Is that what you had in mind on, like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's
watch
my image.
Watch the big games this weekend.
yeah. As you're betting, you can sit there and just don't even have to leave the couch. Just
that's right. Just
drink
you know.
Beer from your head.
I'm sure Mama Zioli will love that.
Yeah, she's not going to like that.
In my case, I'll put wine on the side so I can have wine.
Yes.
I'll have a little Pinot on the left, a little Cabernet on the right. Be nice. Be nice, yeah.
So the District of Columbia is the heaviest drinking state, and maybe over the next 2 weeks with the impeachment stuff, maybe they'll even be bigger drinkers.
Well, like, I imagine there's all kinds of specials at bars. I imagine they're doing impeachment cocktails. I imagine there's impeachment parties and watch parties and,
yeah,
and special drinks.
Silver platters.
When I worked in D.C., I'm telling you right now, people in politics, they drink. Holy cow, do they drink? I mean, it is like people in politics drink probably more than I think any profession I've ever seen. The bars in D.C. after work are just, they're always packed. So I believe that.
Big business. We do have a scientific breakthrough for dog lovers who suffer with allergies. So research showing, this is out of Boston, 30% of all people are allergic to male dogs. It's not the fur, it's a protein in their prostate. So there's a new blood test that lets you find out if you're allergic to this protein. So the cure, you can either get a female dog, or if you already have a male dog, you can neuter the male dog. And so that way you're not getting those allergy shots and that sort of thing. We have an important update here on Dylan the fat Pennsylvania bear. So we talked a lot about Dylan
yesterday.
Okay,
thank you, Dawn, for the news. All right, great.
And
who's our sponsor for the news today, Dawn?
Nutrisystem.
All right.
You guessed it. Dylan the bear, in short, he's moving to Colorado.
And Nutrisystem brings you this news.
Yes, Nutrisystem. So Dylan's
I told you yesterday,
move.
If you did that bear story again, yes. I was going to jump into a cage and have bears tear me
you
apart.
You love the bear story.
I don't love the bear story, and I don't want any more bear stories.
Now's the time to try Nutrisystem for men. Lose weight, eating the food you love. You buy 1 month, you get one free, plus a week of protein pack shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. This is Nutrisystem.com/radio. Some restrictions apply. Call or see the website for all the details. I'm Dawn. Ciely Show News. Oh, I have to give the weather really quick.
Yeah, do the weather too,
bright,
please.
Bright sunny day today. Very
How's
cold.
How's the weather in Colorado where the fat bear's going?
Well, he's going to get some exercise. I don't know if he'll get Nutrisystem, but he'll get some exercise. So, bright sunny day. Very, very cold.
How are they going to move his fat bear behind is what I want to know. Are they going to take a crane out there to move him?
I know. He's been there 16 years. Just let him be.
Let the big fat bear live and be happy. He's big, fat, and happy.
He is.
Come on.
Tomorrow is a snowy Saturday, so it'll be fun for the kids. And then Monday we have 32 degrees, so it's back to wintry weather. What can I say? I'm Dawn. Ciely Show News, always on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for that very important update on
the
fat bear. If I hear about that bear on Monday, I'm going to go shoot that bear.
Can I tell you something? People have gone crazy. They're like, this bear's going to be dead in 3 days. Let him stay where he's at. I mean, people are, you know what I mean? They're getting political about it. It's crazy.
So the thing about impeachment is that the amazing part of Sorry, I couldn't help that.
More people recognize Dylan the bear than Adam Schiff.
Well,
okay,
that's true.
That's
all right. I'll give you that. That's true. I'll give you that. More people care about that story and Megxit than they do. Yes, you are correct about that. There's no question about it. Bernie Sanders, by the way, this memo came out about him. This is probably the craziest thing I've ever read. So whenever candidates go on the road, they always have advance teams. The advance teams go ahead of them, and what they do is they make sure that everything is right for the candidate. You know, they make sure that they've got all their needs met and everything like this. And so they have this memo entitled Quality Control Before Arrival. This is not, I'm not making this up. The Smoking Gun brought this story out, and it's Quality Control Before Arrival. These are some of the things you have to do for Bernie if you're on his advance team at the hotel, okay? First of all, you have to make sure room temperature is at 60 degrees. Or 65 with one fan running. All right?
60 degrees.
Yeah, Bernie likes it cold. He likes it nice and chilly.
It's like an igloo in there.
Man cave.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I like it. What can I say? I like it. I like to be naked and cold. It's what I like to just lay out and all. And then I like to get cozy in my blankets.
Oh, God.
I'm going to
throw up.
The advanced person has to check for any leaky faucets, slow flushing toilets, slow draining bathtubs, make sure it's hot water, etc. You imagine Bernie in the shower as the water is backing up because it's not draining properly.
I don't like when my hair touches my feet. The hair on my head falls out, and then in this puddle of water, I want a faster draining process.
They got to flush the toilet and make sure the toilet's not slow flushing.
Well, you know, he's Bernie with that high fiber diet or something.
That's right.
You know, it's like what the president said about the toilets. You got to flush them 8-9 times. Casey burning the bathroom like, okay, one more time. Do it again. One more time. I don't like they got the one button, the two buttons. Give me one button with one strong flush and end it.
A quadruple flush.
One flush and end it. And that's all I want. One big flush. They also have to test the lights of the TV, test the room keys. Yeah, that's what I love best, the room keys. Because you know Bernie's what that kind of guy that's got the room keys like, is this the one that I put it against the door? Do I put it in the thing?
He's always confused.
Yeah, you know Bernie can't. Yeah. Every time he gets to his door, he's like, okay, which one is this now? I'm putting it against the thing. It's not opening. I got to go back down to the front desk again. Stick it in the thing. Okay, let me try that now. And then he has to go back down to the lobby. My key's not working. Sir, do you have ID? I'm Bernie freaking Sanders. No, I don't have ID. Look at me. Don't you hate that when your room key doesn't work, though, and you got to go down and get a new one?
No, yes. All the time.
And your wallet's in the room, so you don't have ID?
It's hysterical.
Are you saying that may have happened to you?
Oh, it happens to me all the time because I lose everything.
No.
Everything.
Not you.
Mama Zioli, the bear story gives your show some heart. That's what she tweeted.
Oh, be careful, baby.
It gives your show some heart. She's just defending you, Dawn, because you're the only one who defends her.
That's right. We women gotta stick together.
Bill has a solution for the Mama Zioli clip. Bill, what's your idea?
So I actually just did this. If you are subscribed to the Rich Zioli Show on your Twitter, wherever you get your podcast, I just uploaded that clip individually to the podcast.
Oh my God.
Until someone can figure out how to app it.
It's
and
amazing.
It's also pinned to the top of your Twitter page. I'm sorry, your Facebook page. I can put it on your Twitter page as well.
So you can now have your own Mama Zioli be careful voice for your phone.
Oh, to be careful, baby.
Yes.
For your children.
Everywhere.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
I love that.
We should. Man.
My mother's going to be so mad. There's going to be thousands of people with her voice on their phones.
Someone's going to have
their
kids. Someone's going to have it as their text tone or their alert for whenever we update it.
It's actually going to be I'm making it my text tone right now, actually.
Yeah. Look, she's going to get a major endorsement deal, you know, out of this.
The voice
of safety. Of a mother's safety.
A voice of a mother's safety.
Yes.
And we've got a lot of very young families that listen to the show.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to help those parents out. It's not easy being a parent in this day and age. Dangerous out there.
That's right.
Upon departure now, Bernie Sanders' advance team, upon departure, tossed the room to ensure nothing was left behind. Documents, computers, personal belongings, etc.
I think I left my briefs in the bathroom again. My tidy whities.
Oh, no.
Make sure that advanced kid goes up there. I think I left my undershirt and my tidy whities in the bathroom.
He's
so
shred any documents that were left behind.
Last night I started to write death threats to Elizabeth Warren. America's mother-in-law, I'm coming for you. Make sure you shred those. I had a little too much, so shred that for me.
And then they have to... All access credentials should be given to each family member. This allows them access to wherever the senator and Jane may be. The credentials are also kept as souvenirs.
What?
When family members are joining the senator on the road, they will need transportation to and from the rally unless a family member chooses to rent a car. Coordinate with your motorcade lead to manifest a motorcade to ensure family does not have to mix with staff.
Uh-oh. No mixing.
The family should not have to mix with the paid staff. You get that?
Wow.
Wow. Mr. Man of the people, right? Mr. Man of the 99%. Make sure that his lowly staffers don't talk to the relatives, the family.
Oh, he likes a hot tub, says.
Yeah. Oh, you see that too?
Yeah. He wants a hot tub.
Let Rich read it.
Oh, there, sorry.
My love.
Oh.
What I want jets. I want a minimum of 6 jets. I have to have lots of pressure on my sore thighs after a long, hard day of campaigning. So I need 6 jets, and if they better be hot. I want my temperature at least at 118 degrees. So if you have to, whatever you got to do, set it on fire, whatever you got to do, heat that baby up.
Bernie in the room. He doesn't like the toilets that take forever to flush. Him and Trump, they have that in common.
The turlets.
So your mom is now my tone here. It's not
I love
my...
it.
So if somebody texts you, that's the tone now?
Yes.
That's amazing. My mother now has her own app, a Mama Zioli app. That's just absolutely amazing.
Facebook.com/Zioli Show if you want it for yourself. It's already up there.
All right, so Millennial has put it on Facebook.com/Zioli Show. Thank you, Bill, for that. And and you can download it yourself now and have your own Mama Zioli wave file. I'm sure we're going to get, by the way, a cease and desist from Entercom's lawyers that it's their property. We can't be giving this away. But until that happens, download and knock yourself out, kids.
Why'd you say that on the air? You know they're all
listening.
I don't
know, because I have no way to not say whatever comes to my mind. That's why.
It's true.
Which is why I want to make a big announcement. But first, I want to do this. I'll be back, by the way, filling in on Fox News Radio this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m., which will be very, very nice. So please join me for that on Fox News Radio or wherever you listen to it. That'll be a lot of fun as well.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
All right, so big announcement. I have to make a very, very big announcement at 8:30. 855-839-12. See what I did there?
What? Oh, you're teasing it.
I am teasing.
8:30 or 8:35?
8:35. Big announcement. Okay. Huge announcement for the show. All right?
Look at that.
Huge announcement.
I see what you did there, and it's very smart. I can
you
see
like that?
I can see the time, and I know what. Yes, very good.
All right? Okay, good. 855-839-1210 until the big announcement, which will be made. All right, I'll tell you what it is. I'm endorsing Bernie Sanders for president, and I'm moving to Sirius XM. Radio.
That's not the announcement.
That's not it. You sure?
No. Actually, I don't even know what the announcement is. So this is going to be this.
This is a big announcement.
I want to tune in too.
It's good. You should. The amazing thing too about the impeachment trial that's going on right now is that yesterday the solemnity of the occasion as they all brought in all the impeachment managers and everybody else who walked into the to the trial. One of the biggest, I'd say, blunders that the Democrats have made in all this is that they've acted this entire time like this was so urgent. And yet, when they finally released the articles of impeachment to the United States Senate, they swore everybody in. The trial doesn't get started until January 21st. So America, in a day and age in which we all, and I mean we all, love to have instant information and we don't want to wait. Democrats have now started in December. I mean, they've been impeaching the president forever, right? December, and now here we are. It is now the middle of January, and the trial doesn't start until January 21st. The reason why people are not paying attention is because we now have access to information more than we've ever had before. And this is the problem for Democrats, is that we are not holding on to one news channel. We're not holding on to one big story anymore. And the more that they drag this out, it hurts them. You might think it helps them because these little trickles that come out. No, it hurts them. People are forgetting. They move on with their lives. They've got more information now than ever. They bring up this Lev Parnas guy, and they put him on all the cable news shows. He does a tour. I'll bet you less people know Lev Parnas than Adam Schiff. I'll bet you people have no idea. All they know is this guy's kind of creepy, and he's weird. And he claims that the president told him to do this or told him to do that. The president says, I don't even know the guy. I took a picture with him. It's all I know. And the problem for Democrats is that if you did all this in maybe the course of 42, 72 hours and you just had bombshell after bombshell after bombshell, maybe with people's attention spans, they might go, well, this is too much for me. But this slow drip of information over a time, we have more competition for our attention spans than ever before. It's actually hurt their impeachment cause. It's actually hurt them. And that's why voters are not talking about this outside of the bubble. There's a reason why all these House impeachment managers are from blue states of California and New York. Safe Democrat states and safe Democrat districts. Like Chuck Schumer, for example, in a safe state of New York. He can be the one out there talking about the fact that, well, he wants to make sure that, you know, we have witnesses and everything else. Chuck Schumer's a giant hypocrite. He's a gigantic hypocrite. During the Clinton trial, the Clinton impeachment, he was going on about how we don't need witnesses anymore. Now all he keeps saying is we got to have witnesses. So I say, fine, have witnesses, but make sure those witnesses include Hunter Biden. Schumer says, I tend to believe Parnas when he says he knew Trump. Cut nine.
I want to ask you about the indicted Giuliani assistant Lev Parnas, because mm-hmm. we've seen several mm-hmm. interviews. This one on MSNBC, Anderson Cooper did an interview with him. He has implicated the president as well as other members of the administration. The president says that he doesn't know him. And I just want to put up, there's some videos of him. There's yeah. photographs of him, of them together. Now, listen, I have to say, and you know this as well, you probably take pictures with more people than I do. I take a lot of pictures. I don't know everyone.
No,
right?
No.
But according to CNN's Kate Fogg,
and they don't know you
count,
either.
Photos and video
Don
evidence.
Lemon. Quick point of personal privilege. They don't know who you are either, Don Lemon. They're just like, why is this guy taking a picture with me? This is awkward. You see Don Lemon just going up to people like Macy's? Hey, you mind if we do a shot together? Who the hell are you? Don Lemon. CNN?
Who?
Nothing?
No.
I'm the guy that goes on after the Lester Cuomo? Who's that?
I don't know.
Never mind. I take a lot of pictures. People, I don't know who they are, and they don't know who I am. It's awkward, right, Chuck Schumer? It's awkward. What a dope. Sorry, go ahead.
You probably take pictures with more people than I do. I take a lot of pictures. I don't know everyone.
No,
right?
No.
But according to CNN's KFOB, by last count, there are photos and video evidence of at least 11 meetings. There's likely more times that they were at the same events, plus texts with Giuliani. What do you think?
Well, I think the Washington Post counted up the number of times the president has lied, not stated the truth. I think it's over 7,000. So normally, if you'd see a politician simply in a picture next to somebody else, you'd say maybe he doesn't know him. Right. But first, Parnas was a close associate and worked with Giuliani, one of Trump's closest people. So it's logical that they knew each other. And second, there's going to be all kinds of documentary evidence where either Parnas or maybe Giuliani or maybe someone else talks about meetings with the president. So I don't, given Trump's tendency to prevaricate, just not tell the truth, I tend to believe Parnas.
You tend to believe a guy who, think about this now, he tends to believe a guy who's indicted, who has done some very shady business dealings, who is literally telling everybody what they want to hear. Lev Parnas. Chuck Schumer chooses to believe an indicted guy who by all accounts, is a total sleazeball than the president of the United States. And what's he basing this on? The fact that the president has pictures with him. So I guess since I have a picture of the president in the Oval Office, I can go out there and accuse the president of stuff too, and it must be true. We have a picture together. I guess that's the standard now. The fact that Chuck Schumer, think about that for a second. When people are indicted, when people have a lot to lose, they tend to be the worst kind of witnesses ever because the government knows that the defense is very often going to look at them as somebody who is desperate, right? In Lev Parnas' case, though, it's actually in some ways the opposite, right? If I'm Lev Parnas and I know the president did the things I'm accusing him of doing, the only person who can help me is the president. So why would I be out there saying these things when the one guy who can help me, the president with the power of the pardon, did these things and I know he did these things and he knows I know he did these things? Think about it. There's no one else who can help Lev Parnas but him. If Lev Parnas goes out there and he says all these things about the president, it doesn't change how a jury's going to feel about him at a trial. It's not going to change how prosecutors treat him. Federal prosecutors in the Trump Justice Department are not going to go easy on Lev Parnas if he sells out the president in an impeachment trial that has nothing to do with the Justice Department because it's not a criminal matter. So the only person in the entire country who can help Lev Parnas is Donald Trump. And if there's such buddies, pictures and videos and all the other things, then if what you're saying is true, then Trump knows what you're saying is true, so he knows you can drop a dime on him so you don't drop the dime, and then down the road, he takes care of you. Isn't that how this works? Instead, Lev Parnas is out there flapping his gums. You know why? Because he's got nothing. He's got nothing. It's not like a prosecutor's offering him a deal here to, you know, go out and say all these things about the president, and we'll let you walk. We'll get you off. It's the Trump Justice Department who's prosecuting him. They're not trying to bring down the president. I mean, maybe they are at the Trump Justice Department, but not in this sense. If Lev Parnas was that close to the president, if Lev Parnas knew Donald Trump actually did the things that this indicted corrupt guy is saying he did, then Lev Parnas would zip it, and he would face the trial. He'd face the jury, And then he would be found guilty, and at some point he would wait his reward for being quiet. Isn't that how that works? I mean, they compare the president to a mobster. Isn't that how it works with the mob and the mobsters? You know, the only reason you ever flip is if you got a deal. But there's no deal they can offer Lev Parnas that would involve him flipping on the president in an impeachment matter, which is not a criminal matter. There's only one guy who can help him. The guy that he's out there saying did all these things that are wrong. It's exactly the opposite of how it would work if Lev Parnas really had the goods on Donald Trump. Maybe I've just seen too many mob movies. I don't know. Maybe that's always a possibility, right? 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 is the number for you to weigh in on all things. Great to be with you today, of course, on the Zioli Show on a Friday edition. Remember, Rich Zioli on Twitter and Facebook.com/Zioli Show. We have some Facebook mentions we're going to share with you. I got a big announcement straight ahead, though, so you don't want to miss this. Don't go away.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.